USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The order was issued by General Dwight D. Eisenhower to encourage Allied soldiers taking part in the D-Day invasion of Europe 79 years ago today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side blaming the other for the attack. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. An Oklahoma school board has approved what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. It voted 3-2 to approve the application for the St. Isidore of Seville Virtual Catholic Charter School. The online school, funded by taxpayer dollars, would be run by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City and the Diocese of Tulsa. Religious teachings would be a part of the curriculum. Oklahoma's Attorney General called the approval unconstitutional, saying legal action is likely to come as soon as a contract for the school is signed. An FBI whistleblower is alleging President Biden accepted $5 million for a policy decision. The evidence, the informant says, is in a document FBI Director Christopher Wray has refused to give to the White House Oversight Committee as the subpoena dictates. House Oversight Chairman James Comer.
These are facts and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information.
Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
A former Watergate prosecutor is speculating presidential candidate Donald Trump is in legal trouble.
Jill Winebanks told MSNBC that Trump is facing significant jeopardy as the investigation into his handling of classified documents unfolds.
This evidence just adds to the mound of stuff that already exists, and no one piece is the be-all and end-all. But when you put them all together, the case is so strong. I'm wearing a toast pin today because I think he's toast.
Recent reports revealed federal investigators obtaining audio evidence of Trump admitting to possessing undisclosed classified documents after he left the White House. A federal grand jury could convene this week in relation to the case. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filed paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission to launch his 2024 presidential bid. A legal case is being filed against GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis over immigrants in this country illegally.
On Monday, the Behar County District Attorney's Office in Texas announced they filed both misdemeanor and felony charges, including unlawful restraint, after DeSantis sent 49 migrants on a flight from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard in September of 2022. An investigation into the incident was opened last year over concerns that migrants were lured onto the flight under false pretenses of getting work. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.